like pack searching through a 7-Eleven. So are the days of our cards.
G'day everyone, welcome to Days of Our Cards. I'm the Mojo King. With me I've got Nick Russo today.
Hello everyone.
And we're going to do a wrap-up of the 2017 year, pretty much with collecting. So we'll go through all the different cards, what we've liked, what we haven't liked, and give you a wrap-up pretty much, and looking forward to 2018. So we'll get it started. It'll be a lengthy one, I reckon, today. We'll kick it off with the AFL. The AFL kicked off this season with Footy Stars. Your thoughts, what did you think of them, Nick?
I like them.
Yeah, I didn't mind them. I think the continuation of the Brownlow predictors was a good thing.
Yeah.
Probably the only downfall for me was the platinum stand-ups and the normal stand-ups. I thought they broke a bit too easy.
Yeah, not good for the collector.
I didn't like them, and that's probably the only thing I didn't like in Footy Stars. I mean, probably down the track they'll be the ones that will be hardest to get.
Absolutely, because the ones that haven't been popped.
Exactly.
By all the kids.
Well, kids would have popped them, let's be honest. And I mean, it wasn't hard to pop them. Half the time you're pulling them out of the pack, they popped out, so.
Pre-popped.
Yeah. Well, to me, that was the only thing that probably, was not up to par for mine on Footy Stars. Everything else, it was a good year for Footy Stars. For me personally, I went through a lot of stock. It was very popular, lasted for a good 6 months.
Yeah,
I mean, the Brownlow predictors were a good chase. Everything else was pretty attainable. A few new cards, the A-graders was a bit different.
Yeah, they had a nice look to them, though.
Yeah, I like them.
Sort of the comic book feel.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Starburst again, a couple of different colours, which was...
Love the colours.
Yeah. The value packs was the way to go. Yep. I mean, bang for buck. They sold out of those, I know that. So for $9, I think it was, you got three packets and you guaranteed a blue Starburst or whatever it was, purple.
No balloon.
No balloon. That was a downfall for the kids. But, that was it. So overall, I think, I'd give Footy Stars about a 7 or 8 out of 10 for mine. Good value. Hasn't risen in 20 years. $2.99 a packet. I mean, very good value.
Yeah.
Team Coach was the next one to come out. And, I thought they made a big blue by putting both wild cards in the one box. If you notice, the value of the wild cards never...
Too easy to find.
Yeah, it was just... Yeah. It never took off.
Yeah.
I mean, you used to be able to get $25 to $30 for your wild card.
Mm.
I mean, I'm seeing blokes selling them on pages for $10 and not getting them, and no one's buying, which is just crazy. Yeah. Crazy. The album with the prize cards, I get what he's doing. He's doing it for the kids, which is good, because, I mean, you get blokes that have 100 teams on the game and winning 100 prize cards and selling them for $60 each.
Yeah.
It's kind of taking it away from the kids. I get what he's doing with it. But, I don't know, it's a bit...
Yeah, it makes it hard for them.
Yeah, well, with the prize cards being in the albums, it's kind of like a lot of people have gone, why do I play the game? If I'm just going to win the same card.
Yeah.
What's the point? So, Team Coach for me probably dropped the ball.
I'll be honest, I've never been a Team Coach fan, to be honest.
Well,
really.
Yeah.
I still can't really find it hard to get into.
I never did, for me personally, but then I saw a prize set, I think it was a 211 prize set, a Carlton prize set for $20, and I thought, I'll bid on it. If I win it, I'll win it. It didn't matter. I ended up winning it. And so basically I just collect all just the Carlton inserts every year. But
If I see my Bombers cards floating around for a reasonable price, I'll pick them up, but... I don't go out of my way to get my hands on the team coaches. They just don't do it for me.
Once again, $2.99 price point. good for kids.
Absolutely. I can see why they do them.
Yeah.
And where they're successful. But just for me personally, it's they're not for me.
No. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
So we moved on to later in the year. And Series 2 had some hype beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
With the addition of a new card, which no one knew till the night before. And it came out and it was the Influential, which was a card numbered to 40. Series 2 for me was a winner.
Yep.
To be honest, if I'm being dead honest, I think there was too much in it.
Yep.
I think the Influential took away from the footy finest from the year before.
Yeah, yeah. It didn't need one of each. You could have gotten away with just the one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And we did a podcast about that with with a bunch of blokes, and we discussed that in length. And yep. Looking back, look, it was a brilliant product. But for me, there's a point where you can overkill a product where, at the end of the day, if there's a card that's this and it makes all the other cards worthless or diminish, it kind of takes away from the product as a whole. But I liked Certified 217. I thought it was a winner.
Yeah.
Where they go next year will be, I think everyone will be wrapped, to be honest. But overall, what did you think? Good?
I liked the idea from the beginning. So I liked Certified 1.
Yeah.
And I liked how it followed through with the second version.
The patches were a lot better this year.
I wasn't a massive... In Certified 2, I wasn't a massive fan of the Golder Goals.
Yeah. But
I didn't really like the team leaders either. So it sort of didn't really make too much difference, you know? But, yeah.
Yeah,
the designs were good. I liked the cards a lot. Big fan.
We'll see where that goes in the future, the whole Series 2 and whatever else comes with it. Next off the bat was Future Force, which promised a lot. There's a bit of hype for that as well. And it's probably one of the only products I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about, which is really weird because usually you get someone will say something negative, but the only thing that you could really say was those rainbow parallels were very much similar to the common.
Yeah. Yeah, Dad, a little bit hard to identify.
Near on impossible in a bad light, believe me. I had that struggle on a few breaks where it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
The mix-up of the colours, first in Australia, really, with rainbows.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, for me, as a Carlton man, there was six Paddy Dow cards I had to get, which was, I still need the green sig, but I liked it. It was different, hasn't been done in Australia, it's done everywhere else around the world. So they went with it, sold very, very well, I know that. Not a lot of stock left at Select. I know that for a fact. So, overall, I think Future Force took a different market and maybe bring some new people in, people who chase those rainbows. And seeing the reds go for so cheap at the moment, though, has got me buggered. Cards numbered to 40. I think the people who are buying them up at 15 and 10 and they'll, in 12 months' time, they'll be laughing. The rewards.
Yeah.
I reckon 100% on that.
Yeah. It's hard, though, because no one's seen these players yet. So,
yeah.
I think there'll be a kick. Well, it'll work both ways. There'll be a kick and a drop
in
the market, pending player performance, you'd imagine. But the cards look good, the price is good.
Yeah, the price. Well, the price went up this year.
The secondary market though is a bit stagnant.
Yeah.
If you are looking to offload something that you don't need, when you're looking to get what you do need, they're not really moving. Mm. I think that's the biggest factor in the prices at the moment.
Well, I think I bought the two platinum sigs I needed on day one. Paid $100 a piece. Which I thought, that's pretty good. Numbered to 50 autos, beautiful.
Yeah.
But now they're going for 60 to 80. It's like, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And is that another thing of overstacked?
I don't know.
I mean, at the end of the day, is this good for the collector? That's what we're talking about here. Joe Bloggs goes to the shop, He buys a few packs, or he buys a box.
It's it is good for the collector. It's bad for your flipper, which is good, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just if you get something nice that you don't want to need, and you want to turn it into something nice that you do need, it's hard.
Yeah, but are those days gone as well? I mean, the days of the trade.
Oh, yeah.
I speak to a lot of people, and they tell me that it's damn hard to get any trade done these days.
Yeah, forget about your trades. I mean, as in sell what you've got, use that cash to get what you want. Yeah.
Is there a way of bringing the trades back?
Nah.
Or is that just dead? It's a forgotten...
I think so. With the rise of PayPal,
you're probably right.
There's no... Technology's wiped out the trades. I don't think there's... Nah, I don't know.
Very few trades this year. I reckon I've done about only maybe four.
Trades, if trades are to happen, generally you're going to be doing them in person. They're nigh on impossible now to carry out over... like online or whatever,
unless they're registered.
Yeah,
because then one party can't say that.
But it's just so easy just to click on your PayPal and just go click.
Well, it is, isn't it? It's second nature now. It's just bang bang.
You got to organise someone to send shit to you, and then you got to get addresses and stuff, and you got to go down to the post office and stuff. And you're like, nah, I'll just buy it.
In that point, you been to any fairs this year?
I would have if they were all right.
And there lies the problem for me, and I've said this for now 3 years, that the quality of the fairs are that bad that they're not enticing any new people to come in, or
let's
even
be honest,
collectors
though,
to come in.
They've been relatively bad for a while.
They have,
It's not a new thing.
It's been a slow decline, but it's really, the last 3 years, I reckon it's hit rock bottom.
We're desperately missing Sandown.
Definitely. But Sandown at its highest, because we had a Sandown 2 years ago that sucked.
Yeah, we did. But if you think about how the products and how a few of the genres and sports and the like are where they're at the moment, if you had one of those Sandowns going, who knows what it could be.
The thing that these things lack is advertising. Yep. I mean, the ones in Melbourne, no one even knows they're on.
Yeah.
I mean, I put a post up on a thing saying who's coming tomorrow, and it was like, oh, is there one on? It's like, yeah. So advertising, they don't seem to do any at all.
Yeah.
The sellers are the same old faces selling the same old cards.
Yeah.
It never changes for the same old prices. And the crowd, it's an old crowd. I mean, I was about to take a photo, and I thought, oh, I won't, just in case it offends someone, but... Well, could, you don't know these days. Could end up in a blue. The crowd was, it looked like, you know, pensioners, people going for a late dinner or something. The crowd was 70 plus.
RSL.
RSL. Parents without partners, that kind of deal. It was just, I turned around, I thought, wow, there's just no young people here. Yeah, and why, when it's popular, cards are popular.
Timing, perhaps the day it was on.
What's on a Sunday?
Kids sport,
Well, maybe kids sport.
I don't know.
It needs a revamp. If someone's got,
but that's where your trades happen, though. You have something
correct. You bring stuff.
Person.
Yeah,
yeah. You trade face to face. So that's where you get your trades done.
So how can that be fixed? I don't know. I really don't know. Look, if you had the time.
Depends on if you've got people that want it to be fixed, I suppose.
I think that, look, well, for me, are you aching for somewhere we can go and have a massive... Well, look, we try it down here.
Mm.
And when Footy Stars came out, it was brilliant down at the park here in Lynbrook. We had a lot of people turn up, and trades were going left, right and centre, which was brilliant, what used to happen. But it takes a lot of effort to organise.
Mm.
And, you know... If you've got a full-time job,
it's a too hard basket.
Could be.
Mm.
Need someone to come along and just revamp the whole thing. Even the way it looks. I mean, it looks just old and dreary. I went to the Malvern one, and it was just... seriously, it was just horrible.
Last one I went to was the last... Not the most recent Malvern, the one before that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just like... going to the old trash and treasure market.
Well, that basically was, wasn't it? They're charging you $5 to get in for what? I don't understand.
Yeah.
They're already charging the sellers.
Mm.
They're paying for tables.
Yeah.
And it's not cheap, $70 to $80 a table.
Yeah.
So they've made their money. You know what I mean? Why charge? Well, if you're charging someone, give them something. Entice them to come. $5, but you get a little show bag, or $10 and you get a show bag, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's sad the way they're going, because in their heyday they were brilliant.
Maybe all the
internet's wrecked it again, I think.
Maybe all the big card boys need to generate something.
Yeah. If they can be bothered. That's the thing. Egos play a part. I mean, I've tried to do things with certain people and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could it?
If everyone left their egos at the door, probably.
Why not? Could be beneficial.
Well, it could be for everyone, but I don't know, everyone's enticed in their own little world, you know. I don't know. But we'll get back onto cards. I could talk about that for 2 years. The NBA scene. Well, some of the product highlights for me was Noir. I thought Noir this year was stunning. The black and white instead of just the all black.
Yeah.
It came out, it was like just an amazing thing for me. Prism that's just come out recently has just gone hell for leather. It's gone from strength to strength.
Yeah.
The base prism phenomenon I don't get, but
nah.
It's there. It's there. Everyone loves it, so... And I suppose the big thing in NBA collecting this year has been Ben Simmons.
Finally playing, yeah.
Well, and his rookie year cards and numbered cards have all gone through the roof once he started playing.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, now that he's actually on the court and...
He's living up to the hype. Proving
it's been worth the wait. Yeah, yeah. It's good for us.
The only thing I'll say in regards to the NBA is just an overkill of products. Yeah, I mean, you're full on
for a while.
It has, but you're full on getting to a product. Okay, Select comes out. All right, bang. Oh, Select's brilliant. Next week, Totally Certified's out. Next week, it's like, oh, another one.
I've been just feeling that with NBA, it's just very much same old, same old. It's just another year, same products again. I reckon I've noticed there's been like a kind of a push a little bit back to the old school, where they've had the rarer, flashy insert.
Yeah.
That's been key to a few products, like, you know, the chase for the product. So I don't mind that.
But there's been a big turn now with a lot of products with just the one auto.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot, with just the one auto and more built on, your inserts.
Which has made things a little bit more interesting. But I also reckon that it's also... it's kind of like they're trying to suck people in, I think. Like, they're showing you this nice new flashy object and saying, oh, look at this, check this out. But when you look deeper into the product, it's still a bit of a dud.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think NBA is very much plateaued, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where they're going.
Yeah.
I think the reason that it's so high at the moment, like, they got some strong rookies. You got some good rookies in the current crop, and I think they're carrying a lot of the load at the moment. I don't understand the fads with the, like you said, the silver prisms. They just go mental.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
And the rise of certain year products, it's Giannis has kind of 13-14s now. Every box has gone up 20-30-40%.
Yeah.
The rise of Simmons has made 16-17 products all lift as well. They're slowly going up and up, and they're only going to get dearer.
Yeah.
I'd
just like to see more, I don't know, more innovation. I like the colours and the flashies and the new sort of...
Well, that's the thing. Some people love things like Spectra with all the flashy colours.
I love Spectra.
But some people hate it.
Yeah, I love Spectra, but it didn't have that... The last version didn't have that punch.
Well, let's rate the top boxes of this year. Noir gets a tick. For me, tick.
Yep.
iMac. Yeah. iMac was a bit flat for me.
Yeah, that's the ones that you would normally say were the top of the top. They didn't quite. The ones that grabbed me more were the newer things that they brought out that were different.
NT?
Yeah.
I liked NT, I must admit, this year.
It's always classy, but the bangs is lacking.
Flawless? Well, I fell in love with Flawless. I mean, probably for bang for buck, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but the excitement of actually opening it is... It's very hard to put it this way. After you've opened that, it's hard to go back to hoops.
I think with Flawless, there was a lot of quality control issues. I think there was a lot of... Because they're so glossy and shiny, there was a lot of smudged signatures. You don't want that with your...
Premium.
Yeah, your flagship set. You don't... It's got to look the goods.
To be honest, this year... There was more redemptions in products than ever before. It was like...
Yeah, I thought they were supposed to wind that up.
It's fun. You know, you might get a great card out of it, but to pull a redemption, it doesn't really do... Steph Curry, yeah, great.
Especially when you see just about daily now someone asking for the customer service.
Yeah.
Twitter or email to get onto them to work out where their redemptions are. You pull a redemption and you don't know if you're going to get it.
That's the thing. I think my biggest redemption this year I pulled was the Kobe 101, and Liam still hasn't got it. So
yeah,
and he doesn't know when he's going to get it. So
you would have thought you would.
And it was from 13-14. You think that would be done, surely?
But it's Kobe though, so you would expect him to.
Yeah.
Being the spokes, he's still the spokesman, isn't he?
Yeah. They bring out that high end eminence.
Surely they'd get that sorted. But when you have other guys, even ones you've never heard of, you've got to wonder whether they can actually track him down to sign something.
Another one I liked this year was Impeccable. I thought Impeccable was pretty damn good.
It's a nice looking.
Yeah.
It's fantastic in NFL.
That was brilliant in NBA. I mean,
it's just as nice and classy. I reckon it's one of my new favorites.
Select was good again, and it had a flat spot, but now the price has just risen on Select.
Select is just Select.
Yeah,
I think it's probably been one of your most consistent products they've ever had.
Yeah,
year in year out, it nearly always delivers.
It does
in one way of shape or form.
Definitely. Yeah. A few of the newer ones, that Ascension was a new one that popped up late. Wasn't bad. Donruss, love that stuff.
What can you say about Donruss?
I love it. That's been the highlight, probably. 20 box case, rated rookies. I mean, quality there. Do have a case here if anyone's interested. Nah, that one was probably buried with a few Donruss boxes, but that's all right. But overall, I think the NBA season, card-wise, has been good. Now, with a few of the products falling away, no Lux. There was no Lux. There was no Gala.
You probably haven't really missed them, though.
But they're bringing that product with all those bits and pieces in it.
Is that still happening?
Yeah.
It is?
Comes out soon, so
yeah, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, because Gold Standard got the ass as well, I think. So it's gonna have all those bits and pieces in it.
I remember seeing that and thinking that it was a bit weird. I'm not sure what to make of that.
But like you said, the rookie season with Tatum, Donovan.
Oh yeah,
it's yeah.
And you'll still have people collect ball even though you can't play.
Well,
the Bulls, Markkanen,
yep,
quality. There's a lot of good young players. It's probably one of the better. Oh, Fultz, he's hardly even played. He's still to prove himself. But
things you'd like to see, new products
moving forward. I don't know. It's just, I'm questioning the value in it at the moment. That's what I said before about with the, you know, the little flashy case hits and stuff.
Yeah.
To suck people into buying the product, but.
Yeah, but a lot of the case hits, not are a lot they of case hits? It's like...
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be much return, though.
No, that's, yeah.
There seems to be a lot of... And this is not just in any particular product. It seems to be across the board. A lot of, you know, real harsh boxes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, look, Select was the eye-opener for me this year. The case, most of the cases were very weak.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's all well and good to throw a flashy thing in there, but I don't know. You want to see a bit more substance to the. You bust a box, you want to be happy with what you get out of it.
Yeah.
Whether you're keeping it or selling it, doesn't matter. Like, you still want to see some nice cards come out of a box, and I don't think that seems to be happening as much as it should be.
No.
That's
yeah. Well, the NFL scene. Yep. You know more about that than me.
Yeah.
What's been the highlights of the year, NFL-wise, box-wise?
Well, you touched on Impeccable before. Well, that's a beautiful product. You know, high-level looks, classy cards. It was actually probably one of the products where they didn't rely on the rookies. They had a lot of old veterans, legends... So they had a lot of memorabilia and auto cards from those guys that carried it a lot.
Okay.
Which was good. A nice bit of a breath of fresh air. Nearly, 8 or 9 products out of 10 these days are carried by the rookies.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So that was a nice change. I liked that a lot.
That's your highlight of the year?
One of them. Spectra was quality again. Like NFL Spectra is, I rate it highly. It always seems to be, I reckon, even better than NBA.
Well, they get a bigger budget to spend, yeah. NFL, so.
I don't know, I'm a bit biased, but like some of the patchwork and the shield cards and your logos and stuff, like, a lot of the time, I reckon NFL is just a whole level above NBA.
Yeah.
Even though it's, like, you know, market-wise, you wouldn't think it. But just going by purely by card looks, and what the way a lot of the designs are and stuff, they just, I don't know, they just pull it off a lot better, I think. In a lot of the products are the same. Like, you'll see the same products in both sports. But... Yeah, a lot of the time it's just the NFL, for me, comes up trumps. I don't know.
What are some of the failures this year, NFL-wise? Any that missed the beat?
Donruss. Can I say that?
Was that in that as well? Don't break the fourth commandment. Thou shall not
diss the Donruss. I don't know. I don't think... I don't know. I like all the products.
Phoenix was hot there for a while.
Yeah, it was. I don't think I could single out a product that's a low light. You know, you've got your lower level stuff. You know, you have that, and they're there for a reason, and they serve their purpose, I guess, and. I think, the only other thing with NFL I haven't noticed as badly as I have in the NBA. I think there's still more bang for your buck in NFL. You seem to get a bit more return.
Okay.
I reckon. I haven't noticed that change as badly on the NFL side as yet. I mean, NFL's also been pretty lucky. The last couple of seasons they've had good crops of rookies again. Yeah. So... That's kept it strong.
They did have the auto pen fiasco.
With my boy Dak.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that was only one certain
Yeah, but it,
brand.
It
puts if you believe what you were told.
If you put your finger in it, in the water, it makes ripples.
Yeah, that's true.
They
supposedly did sort that, but yeah, who knows?
Well, that's the thing. Isn't it? Who knows?
I don't blame him. He would have been signing that many things. I don't blame him. I'm not trying to defend him, but yeah, I probably don't blame him. He would have had a sore hand. He's got to throw the football.
Oh, true. So overall, the NFL season, collector-wise, was good for you.
Yeah, strong. Yep, strong. It reflected the actual on-field action, which is good. It's, you know, the products have been good. The action's been good. Just needed to get more interest.
Yeah, true.
We just need to pump it up a bit more. It's sort of one of those things that is a bit untapped, I feel. It's,
yeah. Definitely.
Sitting there waiting to, you know, explode, I guess.
Yeah, it's got free-to-air coverage. Channel 7's running with it.
Yep. It's accessible.
And, I mean, they put together the best documentaries, full stop. Mm. If you've got 7, mate, you watch the money spent on it must be insane.
Yeah.
We'll move on to soccer. For me, soccer this year, it's killed it for me, collecting soccer, because there's just too much.
Really?
Yeah. And you're going to say, oh, that's great, but nah, it's a different market, soccer.
Yeah.
All the products have just nosedived. Yeah. None have gone up.
Yeah.
They've started here, and they've all just gone...
Yeah.
Because really, there's only 2 marketable players, really. If we're being dead set, it's Messi and Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And now they've chucked in Maradona, but Maradona now is in every single product, which was...
Yeah.
I mean, if he was in a handful, I'd start chasing him as myself, but when he's in everything, it's just like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
It's not the NBA, it's not the NFL.
It's the world game.
It's the world game. But the world doesn't collect cards, and they're banking maybe on they that should. The world does. They're basing it all in America, and to be honest, it's 4th, 5th tier over there.
Yeah.
I mean, look, some highlights, they had Flawless, they had iMac, they had all the things that... But the cards are worthless.
And a few new things too, with Nobility and...
Yeah.
There was something else, what was... Oh, they've done...
They did Revolution, they did everything.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Aficionados.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to think of, yeah.
Too many for me. I mean, the highlight for soccer was the 2014 World Cup cards, Prism. That went off.
Yeah.
Because it was the first time anything had been done like that for soccer. I know guys that collect AFL that were buying cases of the stuff and couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
Then they brought out Select. Select was brilliant.
Yeah.
Another one. It was selling quick. Then it was, all right, okay, we can do this. And then, bang, they've just flooded it with 50 products.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I love Harry Kane. But is Harry Kane...
There's about 2,000 cards around at the moment.
Is it, he's got that many cards, it's not funny. It's like, well, I'm not collecting any more Harry Kane.
Mm.
I've stuck to the historic World Cup signatures, and that's about it for me personally.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're guys that are greats.
Yeah.
So, soccer, I don't know, needs to have a look at itself. Panini needs to calm that down. I don't think they will.
No.
But
not with the World Cup around the corner.
Well, World Cup Prism will come out and that'll go off, I'm sure.
They won't slow down there. If anything, they'll speed that up to try and piggyback on the back of the World Cup.
Yeah. Well, with a lot of the big teams not there, it's going to be interesting too, because the World Cup's going to be based on no Italy.
Yep.
It takes big market there, surely.
Yeah, huge. Well,
no,
Panini, they originated.
Yeah, based. Well, they were there, yeah.
Yeah.
No Holland. There's a few teams, big teams not there. Mm. Soccer overall, for me, kind of just overkill for mine.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Too many products. I reckon as a secondary market singles buyer, I reckon it's been fantastic.
Yeah, but you've been buying them for nothing, that's why.
Well. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
I watched a few case breaks of, I think it was iMac.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it was iMac.
That, yeah.
And man, wow. Yeah. I saw some blokes drop big money and get nothing.
The same thing happened when they dabbled with Spectra.
That's right.
That was pricey for, you know, a box of scrubs, pretty much. But yeah, they've suffered. They've probably suffered, when I talk about, you know, getting a return on your box, they've probably suffered the most.
Yeah, definitely.
But you could probably argue that could also come down to, you know, not as many people knowing about them, or, you know, the popularity of the players. Like you said, there's two major players, and then who's next? Well,
it falls away, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Wayne Rooney's big for an England man, but yeah, if you're not an England person,
yeah,
Wayne Rooney won't wet your whistle, will it?
No, absolutely not. But, I mean, when I can chase Patrick Vieira cards now and Thierry Henry cards, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. I'll go looking for those. And even David Seaman, he's had IMAX SIGs, and the current select is, yeah, it's, I remember this is the third edition?
Fourth, I think.
Is it?
Could be the fourth.
Fourth? Or third?
It might be third.
Third? The original.
The original, I've still got cases sitting right there.
Yeah. I think that was 15?
I reckon it was 15, yeah.
Would have been 15, 16. Now current 17.
Yeah, it might be the third installment.
So the 16 was the dip.
So they brought a new Zebra Prism.
Yeah.
In this year's.
Yeah, it's just another gimmick.
Yeah, I mean.
But some of the, I think they've got a lot of the cards right with the colours and the memorabilia. The rarity of the colour matches the swatch. They've got some more big names from
past,
you know, days gone by. Yeah. Like I mentioned before, Thierry Henry, David Seaman, big,
yep,
Arsenal legends. You can get historic SIGs of both of those. I think, yeah, the first year they brought it out, it was awesome. I think mainly because it was different.
Yep.
The second year they brought it out, it dipped because it was same old sort of thing with a couple of tiny tweaks that didn't really come off for them. But I think this version is a lot better. It's probably not to the original level, but no, I liked it. I liked it. Yeah.
Well, we'll move on to cricket cards, which Tap and Play pretty much own the market. The look of the cricket cards have been really nice this year, but they've still got teething problems as a company.
Yep.
Still a few mistakes here and there. They've gone away from the hand numbering, which was which is great, but not numbering the redemptions is still an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, when the same distributors are getting the better cards, the better patches, the better hits, it's you want.
You can only defend that for so long.
You can, and as a collector, you want to have a chance at, okay, there's a Bradman SIG, I want to have a chance at that. But yeah, when you're going in there, absolutely, with an 80% chance, okay, one of three blokes are going to get it, I've got no chance. It detracts from me from buying the product.
Yeah.
But sure, at the end of the day, they're the only ones doing it. And if they don't do it, you may not have cricket cards at all.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So if they can weed out what they're doing with their with the issues, I think they can prosper. Because their designs are actually pretty good.
The designs have been nice, yeah.
The one's issue with the flag behind and the...
Yeah, yep.
Really nice.
I think there's also been issues with the... I've seen a lot of comments about the thickness of the stock not being up to scratch.
Yeah, yep.
Cards being a bit too thin.
Yeah, no,
that's
a lot of them came with...
That's not ideal, I wouldn't have thought.
With some damaged corners.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there's a few kinks that could be sorted out, I guess.
But like, at the end of the day,
they've definitely got something to work on.
They do.
Work with, sorry.
Yeah. getting it into stores quicker probably would have helped. I mean, the Ashes started and there was no cards in stores, which yeah. is kind of...
A bit silly.
A bit silly. Yeah. And the album issue, I think there was an issue with the albums as well where no one could get an album.
Okay.
Yet well, in the end, they did a Christmas yeah. pack where you could actually finally get an one. Album. Yep. So, some teething problems, but they haven't been around forever, so I think we'll forgive them for that.
Yeah, yeah.
But they need to tighten that up, and I think they can move on to bigger and better things.
Mm. For sure.
Yeah, the designs, some of the designs were fantastic. And the introduction of cut signatures.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, we probably haven't seen that.
No, I haven't really seen that.
In our, you know, local... What, local, domestic...
Market.
Sports, yeah. Yeah,
it opens up a whole new world, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
People
sure.
that have passed away, if you can... I mean, as an Essendon supporter, would you want a John Coleman order?
Oh,
I know a lot of Essendon supporters, yeah, that would...
Yeah, absolutely.
If you could get one, even if it was a cut signature.
Yeah.
What about non-sports for this year?
Yeah, they've been there.
Game of Thrones promised a lot. Wasn't bad at all.
Yeah. I think that's just another addition, really. I suppose you don't have to change that, do you?
No.
It just keeps rolling on.
It does. They brought out a few new products as well, though. Valyrian Steel, which I didn't buy any, personally. I just thought, how many different products do you want?
Mm.
Walking Dead did the same with a recap of basically all their...
Yeah.
They're all seasons. I forgot the name of it.
They also... I'm pretty sure they've changed companies.
They have, yeah. They went to Tops.
So I think they've tried to cash in a bit. I think that's been a bit unfortunate for them, I think. I think they've not flooded it, but I think...
Yeah.
They've tried to do a few different products, aside from just your regular season product. I think they tried to do a few other things with it that... didn't really work that well.
Star Wars, the 40th anniversary was a big one. That price on that just skyrocketed from release.
Mm-hmm.
But that was always going to be good.
Yeah.
Those usually they are the 40th and 30th and whatever anniversary ones are usually good.
Mm-hmm.
But then once again, Star Wars is another one that just products keep coming and coming and coming.
Yeah.
Masterworks was a little bit down for me compared to the previous years.
It wasn't
the
same, yeah. It did take a bit of a step down. I think it's probably one of those products, though, where you don't need to do it annually. That's probably... I don't know, maybe that's why I didn't... I don't know.
Well, that's similar to... We'll move on to wrestling. Undisputed this year was a bit of a downer for mine. The first year of Undisputed
was
it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Finally, they've done something... huge for wrestling.
Yeah.
And the next year was...
just as good, I reckon.
Well, yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this year's was just... I didn't like it at all.
It was massive step backwards.
Well, particularly when you bring out the Legends product, which is that good.
Yeah.
It's like they've taken away from that and put it into this. It's like...
Mm.
Which one's your marquee? Is it the Undisputed?
It just
seemed...
I don't know. It was just like it was lazily put together.
And a lack of big names too in Undisputed this time around.
Yeah, but all the parallels, they were just, I don't know, the way they were coloured and stuff. It was just the backgrounds that were different colours, and it was just, it didn't seem as classy and nice and as the other editions.
Yeah,
it just didn't have that feel to it. It was...
Well, what else did you wrap your hands around this year? For me, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 was a really nice product.
Mm-hmm. Popular.
Very popular. Mm-hmm. A few other things. The Bar was an interesting one. Pieces of the Past. It was a new thing, something different.
Goodwins
was huge. obviously with the Ben Simmons autos on a exquisite card made them something very highly to collect. I mean, if we're being honest though, you might end up with a universe card, a hot dog eating auto and a piece of a map, but people were willing to jump in because...
Or a dog card.
Or a dog. You know, I mean, everyone wants a, you know, German Shepherd once in their life. But the highs and the possibilities made people want that product because if we've seen a graded one of those, Simmons went for $22,000 US. So the bone at the end of the rainbow is there. It's rare, but it is there. So look, Goodwin's was okay. Went well. Just trying to think what else was out there in the non-sports. It was a highlight for me. The wrestling was probably the best one for me. The Legends, I've just fallen in love with it. They've taken the best images they can of everyone, which is
best
crazy.
The best of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing was... Undertaker's in it. It's...
Yeah.
I mean, he hasn't signed for ages, Undertaker.
Mm.
Which is huge. But using the best images, using the gold foiling in the right spots.
Yeah.
Really classy. Yeah, for me, probably the non-sport product of the year. I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
We didn't see Americana this year.
No.
I don't think we saw one last year either.
Pop Century.
Pop Century still, came out. Yeah. And...
It doesn't tend to change a lot though either.
No.
Apart from, you know, the roster, obviously.
A few new faces in that, which... Well, look, it does its role. I like Pop Century overall because you get... I always buy 3 or 4 or 5 autos at someone who's never had an auto before. Or, I mean, this year I think I bought about maybe 5 or 6 different blokes that that haven't signed. Maybe Kevin Costner, was that last year? I can't remember.
I think he might have been last.
It might have been last year, but I mean, icons of the movie world who haven't signed anything. Didn't see a Leaf Q either, surprisingly enough.
No,
I think they brought out something else.
Was it that
Sports Heroes or something?
What year was Pure this year? Or was that before?
Can't remember. There was another one I saw. Leaf brought out something else, but they bring a few. It's another one that's once a year. That's enough. Don't bring it out anymore.
I'm not a real fan when they have the sports in it because they don't have the, you know, the licensing for the...
Yeah, I'm with you there.
The proper uniforms. It's different with celebrities.
Well, they did bring out that basketball product. I don't know if it's sold or was it sports with all patches.
Mm.
I never touched it.
Yeah. Just where they'd cut up the old jerseys.
Yeah. I mean, some of the patches look great, but when it's just a name on it and no face and it's like, okay. Does it mean? Yeah. What does it mean?
It takes a lot away from it.
I mean, a lot of those, there was a few products this year with signed pictures as well. I didn't really touch much of them myself, but they're out there, I suppose, in a Leaf style where you get 10 mystery photos and it's not really a card.
Nah.
But you're seeing that with everything now. Pops are bringing out mystery boxes with 6 different, and you might get this and you might get that.
Yeah.
Seems like people are liking the opportunity of a chance because that's all you're getting.
Yeah. Well, I think that's attracts a lot of people to all the different types of cards and stuff.
Mm.
The chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they brought out a 6-pack, and you might get a Stan Lee signed pop, or you might get a Jason Momoa.
Something
like that, which is a friend of mine bought a few. I think Dom bought a few, actually. Dominic bought a couple, and he got the green Power Ranger signed pop.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have a clue who it is.
Tommy.
Tommy? Oh, there you go. I haven't watched Power Ranger since my son was about 5.
Well, mine is, so I'm currently watching it.
Okay. What they need to do is bring out a Masters of the Universe card set. So go back, bring out some of these old cartoons. No, I'll be on that.
No, don't. I already spend enough money.
So a lot of those voice actors would be getting really old, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
if they're still around. Still around.
Yeah.
Simpsons brought out nothing this year.
Nah, but they haven't for a while, though, haven't they?
Card-wise, no.
Mm.
I mean, I still need a few of the Simpson autos from the old Inkworks.
Yep.
Missing a few of those, but yeah, I suppose, well, cartoon-wise, what came out? I don't think any.
Bugger all. I know there were quite a few Marvel releases for the comics.
Yeah.
But they're not exactly what they used to be either. They've tried to rehash a lot of the older ideas, and they've even tried to pinch ideas from sporting products, like with the PMGs and the old inserts from the NBAs and that. They try that with the comic characters, and it's not the same.
No.
I know a few of them can go for a bit. They do the same deal with the reds and the blues and the, but yeah,
so the old Fleer.
They're not all those old inserts, they rehashed them with the comic characters on them and stuff, but some of them look nice, but yeah, it's not quite the same. I think if there's a few of the movie products, like Guardians aside, there was a, like Spider-Man was a dud. The movie product for that was pretty average.
I'm trying to think the last time a cartoon had cards. Would it be Adventure Time? Like cards of anything meaningful?
Yeah.
With autos and bits and pieces. Yeah, I'm thinking that could be the last.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
Mm.
The last product of note.
Of note, yeah. Which I think it's sold out. I don't think you're going to buy any more of that.
Okay.
Rare to see that stuff anyway.
Mm.
But give us your highlight. One product that has been your highlight of 2017.
Non-sport.
Or anything.
Anything.
What's anything. Been your one thing that you've gone best of the year?
I can't pick one.
Well, give us a couple.
NFL, I'm always on Spectra.
Okay.
I love my Spectra. I think this year was just as good as any. Strong rookies, lots of colours, with a dash of legends in there, veterans. My impeccable as well. I like that a lot.
Yeah,
that
was a good product. Well, they're my two NBAs. I loved Noir because I liked the spotlight signature. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah,
it was a really nice looking card, and I loved the way they went to black and white, and I really liked Impeccable. Was just classy. It looked as good as anything brought out. It was like, wow, okay.
It has a bit of a different feel to it too. It's a bit like a combination of it's like National Treasures and Court Kings had a baby or something.
It's got that texture.
It's just classy. I like it.
Yeah, no, that was definitely my NBA highlight. AFL wise, look, Certified 2017 was the product for me. Overstacked, yes. Bang for buck. I mean, you're a 1 in 2 chance of hitting something bloody good. So,
yeah.
For the collector, it's probably the go-to. If you're going to buy a box, that's the one. I mean, Future Force is stacked as well when you think about it. Two blues, an auto, and pretty much you're going to get a red, or you're going to get a redemption, or you're going to get something with it. Just probably have to watch not going much further than that, though, for mine. Otherwise, you end up getting with numbered to 40 cards worth $2.
Yeah.
Which I'd hate to see that in the AFL world.
Yeah.
I mean, it's common practice in the American sports that, you know, numbered the 40s and 50s, you might get a buck or two, but...
That's why, it's because there's
so produced, many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I hate to see that come into AFL. I think we're a bit smarter than that anyway. In the AFL. No, I think so. They're not that silly to bring out 100 products and the same players on every card.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, other than that, the wrestling was another one for me that was probably my non-sport. The Legends one.
Legends, yeah.
Just because the names, everyone was... was just some great names in there. No Hulk Hogan, unfortunately, but...
Oh, yeah, but that aside, it is the best product they've ever done.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
And now, the road ahead, 2018. Where will it lead us? Where will we go? Is there new things on the horizon?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? You'd imagine there will be.
You would think so. I think AFL will go stronger.
Well, all your inside information aside, they are due to change subjects.
Cool, that's
so there will be there will be
certified's finished.
There will be a big change.
Yeah,
everyone should be aware of that.
And series one, there's going to be some new things in there which will be interesting to see if they take off or not. Time will tell with that one. With the basketball, I guess we'll all be holding out again for the big ones.
I am just holding my breath that they don't try and flog the rookie crop to death. You could see them trying to cash in. I hope they don't, but I'm not sure you can trust Bernini.
Well, that was the introduction of Ascension was pretty much rookie based. Court Kings is rookie based. There's a lot.
It's one of the stronger groups I've seen for a while. And yeah, you just have that little bit of concern there that they might try and flog it to death. I'm not sure. Hope they've learned their lesson in years gone by. And don't. I think the product with the, what was the Frankenstein product with all the multiple?
No, I don't even know the name, to be honest. But that'll be an interesting product to see if it sells.
I think the fact that they've gone and done that probably means that they may not flog it. Possibly.
I liked Lux. I don't know why that got the ass. I thought Lux was really good.
Yeah, it was nice.
Packaged well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice cards, framed.
Mm.
I mean, some of the frames had some chipping and issues, and
it was thick too. Maybe it's purely production costs.
Yeah, they were 180 points.
Yeah.
And then those deluxes were huge.
Yeah.
More than 360.
Maybe that's too expensive to make.
Maybe.
Compared to other things, I guess. Maybe you got the chop.
It was interesting that Lux 15-16 basically started very high, dropped out by Christmas time this year to about $89 a box US, and now it's back up to $159 a box. It's gone up and down, and a lot of the products have done that. They've just started high, gone down, come back up. I reckon the interesting product this year, actually, we didn't speak about Grand Reserve in the NBA, which started high. It's actually at a price now where it's a very good product to buy.
Yep.
The Cornerstones were different.
The prime versions.
Yeah, they were very nice. Number 25 didn't have patches, which was an issue for mine.
You can get the quad ones. What were they, number two? The quad patch ones.
Yeah. Oh, I forget now.
They were the ones to get.
Yeah.
And they looked sweet.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
But they were, something
they had the marble effect.
Yeah, the marble and...
Yeah.
I mean, as we said with soccer, just bringing up, zebra prism. Oh, giraffe. I mean, what's the meaning behind that?
I don't know.
Look, camouflage was cool.
There must be something behind it, but I'm not sure what it is. I don't know.
Well, I think overall the hobby in general this year, I think we've seen more and more people who just flip, pretty much. They buy to sell.
Mm.
The collector probably is a dying thing.
It's growing, and the collector's dying. Unfortunate.
It is, but I suppose there's a spot everywhere for that, I guess.
Yeah.
The only thing is it takes away, for example, with AFL, the day of release of Series 1, I purchased my Carlton team set basically off eBay. I just said, I'll just buy it. I can't be bothered. I bought certain things.
Yep.
By that afternoon, on Facebook groups, someone had gone cheaper than that guy on eBay. And then someone had gone cheaper than that guy. And then someone went cheaper than that guy. And at the end, they were like 50 cents for...
Next minute, they were free.
Or 50 cents for magic numbers or whatever they were. I forgot what they were, those one per pack inserts.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, geez. $5 a team set.
Hmm.
It's the price of a packet. It's like, that's the only worry. And I don't think that'll stop, to be honest.
No. Yeah.
That's probably not going to stop in the near future. Don't know how you could stop it, to be honest.
You can't. There's always going to be people that think that they can flip for life.
Well, that's the thing. It's a tough one, isn't it?
It doesn't work, but, each to their own.
True. So your personal... what's your personal 2018 looking like collecting-wise?
I'm not sure. You won't tell me about the AFL.
No.
I know I've had an easy start with Future Force, being a Bombers man, because we had nothing in it. So, that was easy.
Yeah, just a redemption.
I mean, there's a couple of the parallels. Reds and the blues, rainbows. But yeah, we had no SIGs. The redemption I still haven't got, because I'm still not happy with that. That's my opinion.
Mm.
I don't see why I should be paying the highest price when our man is a third round pick. That doesn't make sense to me. But
it's Essendon, mate. You pay the tax, like the Collingwood supporters.
This is even worse than the tax. Everyone else is getting a first round pick. We're getting a third round pick who might not even be there the year after.
Yeah, but he might be the next James Heard. You don't know. Don't know. And that's what Future Force is all about. It's the unknown. For me, I'm looking forward to what the AFL is going to bring this year. I'm only two cards shy of having everything I want, so I'll have some cash ready to go on the new stuff. looking forward to see what Noir and some of the bigger NBA stuff have to offer this year with the rookie crop. So I reckon that'll be red hot, as all 17, 18 products have been so far this year.
Mm.
They've been damn hard to get a hold of. Some you just can't get a hold of through distributors. So looking forward, unless you want to pay an arm and a leg. Mm. I mean, $400 for a prison box is mental.
Yeah.
But this time next year, they're probably going to be $700 for the same box. You know what I mean?
Few of the youngsters keep playing the way they're playing.
It. So, overall, 2017, a good year for collecting. I think everyone improved a little bit across the board, and hopefully that spiral just continues to go up. Especially with here in Australia, because I still think we're pretty a fair way behind the rest of the world. When it comes to even just the quality of the card,
we have, there's potential too, though. You spoke about AFL and the cricket. They've still got areas that they can improve on.
Yep.
We haven't touched on rugby league. I know that they're probably not in a really good spot at the moment, but.
Rugby league lost me when they started doing one-on-ones.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no reason why they couldn't have something good.
They've had some really good ideas as well. Some of their patch cards have been.
Yeah, they have. I they're a bit similar to Tap and Play, really. I mean, they've got some good ideas and some nice designs, but they've just got a few little issues here and there where if they could iron those out, they'd be onto something, for sure. Yeah. And, I mean, we don't even have anything for NBL anymore.
But is there a market for it? I mean, it's okay.
No, probably not.
There's not. Can you name me three NBL players?
Goulding.
Okay.
Prather.
You could be saying anything. I wouldn't even know, mate. That's the thing. The profile's just not
there.
Melbourne
players anyway. No, but I mean, if it were to increase in popularity, the sport's popular. Our league, not so. But if it were to be, there's no reason why you couldn't do something.
Well, one of the interesting things, actually, we didn't discuss this year was the introduction of the AFL women's cards that went berserk.
Mm.
They went berserk because you could only get them at games.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. But if people actually knew how many of them were made, there was 300,000 made. So they're not that rare. The prices they were going for what was it, 8 common cards?
Mm.
People, at one stage, they were going for $100 for 9 cards. It was just crazy. But something new.
Would they make them?
Women's cards?
Mm.
A full set?
Mm.
Probably not.
Mm.
Will they be part of something future? Possibly.
Mm.
Well, they could be. I don't know.
Are you allowed to...
I don't know. I wouldn't have a clue. They could be. Surely if you saw the success of...
Well, they'll just repeat the sets.
Oh, do you reckon? There's a bit of uproar about that, wasn't there?
The people only with the ones that couldn't get them to sell them.
Yeah, wow. The old Joe Flipper. Joe the Flipper, yeah, he was upset because he couldn't put his set together and whack it on eBay for 100. I mean, honestly, how many people actually wanted those cards to put in their collection? Out of 10, 2?
Maybe if you followed the club. We didn't have a women's side, so I had no interest, really.
Well, I wanted the Carlton set.
Yeah.
And I ended up putting a set together myself. I thought, I'll put a set together.
Mm.
But, yeah, interesting to see where that goes as well. I mean, because women's cricket, they've had the women's cricket cards, haven't they, as part of the men's.
Yep. And the Matildas, part of the...
Yeah, the Socceroos, so...
Yep.
I mean, does anyone collect them?
I
know Richo was very upset he got two Meg Lanning redemptions.
He's not 7-Eleven.
Nah, not this year. I don't think they had them. He got pulled one out of a break, and then I think he might have got one out of a packet as well. But so I don't know, is it collectible, you know? Would you be happy with...
Personally, probably not.
Yeah. I think it's a very watch.
I'm not sure how you're supposed to say it because.
Well, no, you be honest. I don't. I think
they don't hold the same.
No, they wouldn't.
Weight. Yeah. Steve Smith or Meg Lanning.
Well, you're going to go Steve Smith. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So I think if they were to introduce women's cards back into the footy product, they'd want to be very careful of how they do it.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, yeah, I can't see, you know.
No, well, Dangerfield or Daisy Pierce.
Yeah.
Sig.
Yeah.
Dangerfield.
Yeah, every day. That's yeah. There was proposed that netball cards were going to come out. I never.
Well, if you're not going to make NBL, you're not going to make bloody netball, are you?
Well.
Really? No.
Probably not.
No.
Well, that's it for us. We've discussed everything we needed to discuss for the 2017 card collector, that is. Big thanks to Nick for popping over and helping me discuss the state of affairs.
No worries.
And that's it for 2017 with the podcast. Hopefully come back bigger and better in 2018 and a more... try and do them weekly again. Just a busy time of the year. A few things got in the way, but we'll get there next year, hopefully, with... I've asked the people at Select to come on many a time. And I reckon I'll get them on this this year, and I'll try and get even a tap and play as Neil, and to get their side of the story, because it's very easy for people to make judgments on the outside when they don't know the hoops that people have to go through to get anything done.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that that would amaze people, actually, if people actually knew how many different things you have to go through to get anything done in card-wise. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed the podcast and the... I think we've done about 10 maybe now, so the other ones as well. We'll be back bigger and better next year, and signing off. So thank you, and I'll catch you soon.